I will now hand over to Robin, who will introduce our fifth and final set of news stories.
We will finish with a variety of stories about the forthcoming Norfolk Show, the Caister Car Park and the Norwich Food Bank. We will finish with a tribute to Canaries legend Terry Alcock. Here is Jenny with a story about the Royal Norfolk Show. You will probably hear more about this next week.
Norfolk's biggest summer event has announced it'll be having a special royal visitor later this month. The Duke of Edinburgh will be joining tens of thousands of people at the ever-popular Royal Norfolk Show. Prince Edward, who has a long association with the RNS, will spend the second day of the event on Thursday, June the 27th, meeting exhibitors, stewards and showgoers. As part of his tour of the showground, the Duke will have the opportunity to engage with many of the organisations promoting the work of young people in Norfolk, including the education areas, performing arts, as well as the livestock and equestrian competitions. The Duke will also meet many of the young diamonds taking part in a mass tribute event in the Grand Ring.
Details of the car park extension and installation of electric vehicle charging bays at a historical site near Norwich have been outlined in new plans. Caister Roman Town will see an additional 32 parking spaces built and three electric car charging ports installed as part of a shift in operations at the site. The Norfolk Archaeological Trust, which manages the ancient town, recently implemented paid parking and drew ire from locals and dog walkers alike, who said the area should remain free to access. But pay machines and automated number plate recognition, ANPR, cameras have been installed ahead of the car park's expansion, which Trust Director Natalie Butler said was crucial to keeping the historical asset open in the face of dwindling funding.
Hopes are high that food bank use in the city can be drastically reduced following the next election as charities see figures skyrocketing. A total of 13,504 food parcels were handed out by Norwich Food Bank between April 23 and March 24, a 34% rise since 2019 and a 19% rise since 2022. This increase in demand comes as the Trussell Trust revealed it handed out a record of 3.1 million parcels nationwide last year, nearly double the number compared to 5 years ago. Hannah Worsley, project manager at Norfolk Food Bank, based at Henderson Business Park in Earlham, said, "We are seeing a variety of people coming to us for help, individuals and families in work, on benefits and some with no income at all, and we're hearing of people's struggle every day." And as the general election quickly approaches, there are hopes food banks can be made a thing of the past under any future government. Hannah added, "We definitely want to see numbers drastically reduce, regardless of the election, as we want the United Kingdom without the need for food banks, and indeed any emergency food provision."
He will be forever remembered for his role in one of Norwich City's most famous teams, and as an all-time Canaries great. But to his family, Terry Alcock will be remembered differently, as a loving father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and a true gentleman. Alcock died peacefully at the age of 88, after a short period in hospital. Alcock, a key member of City's 59ers squad, currently stands as the club's second all-time top goalscorer, with 106 Canaries goals to his name, despite spending the latter part of his career in defence. He was the first winner of the Barry Butler Memorial Trophy in 1967, enjoying 11 memorable years with the club between 1958 and 1969. However, his success on the football pitch was just one aspect of a life well spent, which saw him become absorbed in the Norfolk community through both his sporting accomplishments and his work off the field.